Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Hey, welcome back to another episode. Before I give the story of Dave and Peachy, shout out sa aking best friend, Lore. Lore and Lawrence. So, joke lang to ha. Nag-LDR sila ng 2 weeks. And I haven't seen Lore for almost a month. And ang dami kong realizations on everything. And I realize that sometimes when things are gone, it is only in retrospect that we appreciate things. So, Laura, if you're listening, naalala mo tuwing nagsasanggip sa tayo, lagi ako nagko-complain na nagda-diet ako. And I have a lot of things to say, but nung hindi na natin siya ginagawa, then suddenly, nasabi ko to sa'yo, suddenly I miss doing it. So, sometimes, kailangan mawala ang mga bagay-bagay before natin ma-appreciate. So, these are the things that I have realized in the past few weeks, in the past few days. So, Lord, thank you for everything. For the sanggipsal days, for the coffee days, for everything. So, yun. Wow, the very deep realization. Dahil nag-LDR si Lord sa kasi Lawrence for 2 weeks. So, let's go to the story of Dave and Peachy. I'm going to read the love story of Dave and Peachy, and I know many are curious kasi 10 years yung LDR na to. Very similar to the love story of Kiel and Grace. Babasahin ko siya. Iba yung love story kasi ni Juliet sa ni John. Bakit ako gumamit ng ibang perspective is because Juliet is close to my heart. So, ito yung story ni Peachy saka ni Dave. Okay? So, let me begin. My love story is not extraordinary, but perhaps what makes it exceptional is we were able to survive an LDR for almost 10 years. Grabe, diba? 10 years. I met my now husband, so asawa na niya ngayon si Dave, online through first social media platform way back in 2009, Friendster. Naalala ko, may Friendster nga ako noon. Pero nung lumabas ang Facebook, parang everybody wanted to have a Facebook instead of a Friendster. So, going back to the story, he was in Doha, Qatar, while I was here in Baguio. While we were trying to establish friendship from a distance, we found out that we were introduced during college days by some common friends. But it was just a hi, hello thing. We stayed in communication almost every day through Yahoo Messenger then. I remember staying late in a computer shop just to be connected online with him, until I became a suki of the net shop since internet connection was very expensive then. After a year, he wanted to get married but I said no. Since I have some family obligations and I was pursuing my master's. So he waited for 2 additional years. He still worked in Doha while I stayed here in Baguio. He comes home once a year and we get to spend a few days together. After 3 years, he proposed again. And I still said no because I was still enjoying my travels and adventures. He got tired waiting, so he wanted to end the relationship. After almost 2 weeks of thinking, I accepted the proposal and we set the engagement. Finally, nag-yes si Peachy. Peachy, ah. He came home March of 2012 and we were engaged the traditional way. Tingin ko dito traditional way, the Cordilleran way. Correct me if I'm wrong, Peachy. Pero yun ang tingin ko, the Cordilleran way. Usually yun yung concept natin ng traditional way. March 10 was a happy day for both our families and friends. That afternoon, we decided we wanted to get married before he goes back to Doha. We were civilly wedded on March 23, 2012. And his flight was March 25. Mm. We planned to save and have a grand wedding the following year. We were apart for the entire year. Wow, grabe! While I was hands-on on preparing for our church wedding. So on December 6, 2013, we had our church wedding. He was just given a week. Grabe to, 1 week lang. So he was just given a week for an emergency leave for their wedding. So right after the wedding, we both left for Doha. I spent my holidays in Doha and came back January 2014. Ah, okay. So kinasal sila December 6. So, nag-spend si Peachy dun sa Doha and then bumalik siya January 2014. Alam ko kung bakit, Peachy. Kasi ang academic year natin ay January. Very academe. We continued this long-distance relationship for as long as I remember. I get to see him for 25 days in a year. Tabi, tindi. Later, I'll give my side notes. But there was a time he did not come home for 2 years. So, I had to go to him during my 2 months vacation. 2 months vacation kasi sa academe si Peachy and ganun nga. Meron tayong tinatawag na sem break. We planned that he would come home for good in 2019. So, we can start building a normal family life. Yung term ni Peachy na normal family life. I'll discuss this in my side notes. But due to his work, he was not able to come home in 2019 until this pandemic happened. But I guess this pandemic became a blessing. He was allowed to come home for good last April 2020. And now we are still in a local long-distance relationship. Grabe, Peachy, ha? Hindi na siya natigil ha? From international long-distance relationship. It now became a local long-distance relationship. So, he's in the province most of the time while I am in the city because of work. Because of many travel restrictions, we still cannot see each other that often. But this is nothing compared to the many years of being away from each other across the globe. Oh, nga. So, that ends the love story. Pero, I asked Peachy kasi, Peachy, sabi ko. Actually, classmate ko si Peachy sa college. I remember, I think social or political science subject, I forgot, kay Dr. Tenorio, way back then si Ma'am Chamos, pero Dr. Tenorio na ngayon. So I asked Peachy what are the challenges of this LDR, 10-year LDR relationship. So ito, after sneaking peek of our LDR, it was not smooth sailing. It was not a smooth sailing journey. We passed through rough waves and strong storms. But we survived. Oo nga. Hello, Peachy. 10 years, we survived. Are you kidding me? I think the major challenge in an LDR is the physical absence of a person that affects the emotional being. There are many lonely days that you could only wish that he is there. There are many occasions in my life he missed, like birthday, graduation, and many more. We did not celebrate anniversaries, holidays, and Valentine's together. At first, I am always emotional on these occasions, but it became normal through time. Something to reflect upon later. Saying goodbye was something I never get used to every time he has to go back to work. His coming home was always filled with extreme emotions, happiness on the first day and sadness on the last day. That went on for almost 10 years, but we survived. Like any LDR, trust is the biggest challenge. We have our trust issues, but we made sure that communication bridged the distance. And I have laid down my cards before we got married. I don't give second chances once he does something stupid. I gave my trust on him, and I have not doubted the trust I gave him. Along the journey, there were times not to love him, but he gave me more reasons to love him. Nice. Maganda to. Side note mamaya. So, ulitin ko ah. There were times, may mga times daw sabi ni Peachy na parang hindi niya kayang mahalin si Dave. But, he gave more reasons para mas mahalin ni Peachy si Dave. And stay faithful to our commitment. There were falling out of love days. But the falling in love days are more treasured and meaningful. Gandang side note. Well, let's be real. Intimacy in an LDR can become a challenge. But make sure we channel our emotions to more productive things. Like this part. He could sometimes work long hours to distract. While for me, I enrolled in post-grad studies to keep myself busy. Nice, nice, nice. Let's go to the side notes. So, side note number one, commitment, communication, trust, and love would be the key for an LDR relationship. Pero tingin ko ah, kahit hindi LDR, commitment, communication, trust, and love would always be the key. And I would like to highlight that trust is a very important factor in a long-distance relationship. And once trust is broken, it's broken. Kaya nga sabi ni Peachy, diba, kay Dave, I don't give second chances. I don't. Kasi, ang hirap magbigay ng trust. Tapos, pag brinik mo, mahirap din ibalik. And, sometimes, when trust is broken early in the relationship, mahirap na siyang i-regain ulit. So, yun. Side note number two, plan together and love each other. Actually, sinabi to ni Peachy, plan together kasi they are separated almost a year. So, nagkikita lang sila 25 days in a year. So, what are the things that could be done? My 365 minus 25 days. So, dun sa natirang days, anong pwedeng gawin? Kung hindi ako nagkakamali, 340? Mahina ako sa math. 340 days, what can you do there? Basically, plan together, plan a life together. And may time na na-mention ni Peachy dun sa story niya, yung normal family life. Ito magandang i-discuss sa side note number 4 ko. Yung what is ideal and what is real. Okay, teka lang. Okay, number 3. Side note number 3 would talk of choice. And if you listen to my podcast regularly, specifically episode 41 with my best friend Lore, if you listen to most of my talks, I would always say that love is a choice. And Peachy also emphasized it, the falling out days and the falling in love days. Kasi may mga araw talaga na tinatawag natin na falling out days, na parang kamahal-mahal ba itong taong to? And we tend to question the worth of a person and we say na, kamahal-mahal ba siya? Diba tawag nga ni Peachy falling out days? May mga falling out days talaga. Lalo na when you see the imperfection of a person. But at the end of the day, should we highlight on the imperfection of the one we love or the good things? Sometimes ang hirap kasi tingnan yung maganda sa isang tao. And what we tend to see would be the mistakes, the imperfections, the flaws, the scars, and this links to the falling out days. And if you keep looking at the falling out days and you do not magnify on the falling in love days, I think there is a problem. And Peachy would always emphasize, dun nga sa letter niya, sabi niya sa akin, the falling in love days should be more treasured and meaningful. And the moment you do not choose the falling in love days and you magnify on the falling out days, I think that is the recipe for a failed relationship. Mahirap kasing tignan ang mabuti. And I always teach this in my art class. Sabi ko sa isang art class, there's a bond paper and I would put a black mark on it. Or yung isang tuldok ng dot ng pentel pen, ang tinitignan natin, we magnify on the dot, yung dumi, dumi dun sa bond paper. Well, in fact, ang lawak nung puti sa bond paper. But ang liit nung tuldok na nilagay ko dun sa isang bond paper. Pero sa art class, ang nakikita ng mga estudyante yung tuldok. We shouldn't magnify on that. We should magnify on the white surface of the bond paper, which signifies the good. The good in other people. Pero sometimes, no, it takes us time to see the good in people. And sometimes, yun nga, diba, sabi ko, at the beginning of the podcast, yung sabi ni Lord, sometimes when things are gone, dun mo nare-realize na it was something good. It was. And going back to what Peachy has said, the falling in love days versus the falling out days. And my best friend, Lore, alam ko makikinig ka. You're my biggest fan. Joke lang. Lore would always tell me that love is a choice. And I do believe so. Choice siya eh. Choice mo magstay, choice mo umalis, choice mo magcheat, choice mo lahat. And the moment you choose this person and you choose him or her every day, yun na yun. So it is a constant or a conscious rather, it's a conscious decision. Which leads me to side note number 4. I teach film criticism and sa film crit class ko, galit ako sa love stories or tawag ko ba dun ay love movies. Ang genre I love or romance. Hindi naman galit, but specifically Filipino films and also Western films, I teach this in film crit, movies would teach us idealism. Idealism would mean what is ideal. And sometimes we're so fixated on what is ideal. Ideal person, dapat ganito yung mamahalin ko, dapat ganito siya, dapat ganyan, etc. And sometimes, dahil nga sa movies, we are brainwashed. That this is Mr. Right. This is Miss Right. We are brainwashed on what love should be. Well, in fact, there's a difference between idealism versus realism. There's a difference between what is ideal versus what is real. And we are blinded on the real person dun sa ideal person. Dahil sa kakapanood natin lang love stories, tingin natin na dapat ganun din yung atin. Pero hindi. So, this past few days made me realize a few things. Actually, thank you to you, Lore, na ito yung isang realization. When we are in a relationship, meron tayong tinatawag natin ay this is the way to love. Ito dapat yung way na magmahal. And similar sa akin, coming from an 8 and 10 year relationship, so napaka-fixated ng utak ko na dapat ganito magmahal. When you come to think of it, there are multiple ways to love. There are many ways to love. And the moment someone shows you na hindi, ganito magmahal. At ikaw, iba yung way mo magmahal. Does it mean that the other person is wrong? Hindi. So sometimes, we tag this person as quote-unquote not the one dahil ibang klase siya magmahal. What do I mean here? Ibang klase siya magmahal dahil hindi pareho dun sa way na paano tayo magmahal. Remember that we are different people. And the moment that someone shows us something that is different, does it mean that he or she is wrong? Totally not. So this is something that we should reflect on. Idealism versus realism. Ito yung ideal kasi. Ito yung ideal way na magmahal. And the moment na hindi ideal, tinatag na natin siya as not the one. Pero wala naman nagsabing hindi siya yung the one. Okay, why am I saying this? Kasi when you come to think of it, yung kay Peachy and Dave, hindi rin siya ideal. Who would last 10 years doing this? Sabi nga ni Peachy, di ba? Wala si Dave nung birthday niya, wala siya sa Valentine's, wala siya sa Christmas, and many more. And if you come to think of it, movies would show you na dapat meron siya. Movies would tell you na, hey, ito yung ideal relationship na dapat i-surprise ako ng Valentine's. Dapat ganito ang gawin niya sa birthday ko. when you look at Peaches and Dave love story, hindi siya ganun. So does it mean na mali? Or should I invalidate the love story of Dave and Peachy? No. Dahil lang ba iba, does it mean that it is wrong? No. So we are so fixated on what is ideal and what is real. It's so similar to going back to Disney films, Disney movies. The pattern is so, how do I call it? It's so ideal. I'm Prince Charming. I would rescue my princess. This is what's going to happen. Ito yung ideal love. Well, in fact, hindi. Paano mo masasabing real love yun when in fact kamimit mo lang nung Prince Charming mo? It takes a long way to challenge the relationship to say that it is real. So let me go back to this last side note kasi last LDR series na to. What have I learned from Grace and Kiel? What have I learned from John and Peachy? John and Juliet, sorry. And this is the last, Dave and Peachy. Simple. Yun lang. Let us separate ourselves from what is ideal and look at the person on its real form, yung raw form niya. And sometimes, you know, the real person is so different from the book, so different from the movies. Pero does it mean na hindi siya kamahal-mahal? So these are the things that we should reflect on. This ends my LDR series. Announce ko lang po, for April, we already have topics. One would be retroactive jealousy. And we have Nang Iwan versus Iniwan. I had to invite Ashley kasi hindi po ako makarelate dun sa Nang Iwan. Because I don't leave people, by the way. I don't leave people. I don't give up on people. So, yun. So, hindi ako makarelate dun sa nang iwan na part. Kasi lagi pa akong iniiwan. And then it would nice to have a psychological perspective, which is Ashley's psychological perspective dun sa retroactive jealousy. May una po akong episode that would be on books and books and poetry, kung di ako nagkakamali. So, lumabas ang aking language and literature major. This was requested by Sandra. Hi, Sandra. Ito na. I'll be doing it. So, ano daw yung pwede kong i-recommend na poem? Ano daw recommend ko na book? Etc. So, for those who are not close to me, I teach actually poetry. I teach literature in the university. So, ito, magagamit ko siya. Okay? So, I'll be recommending a few books for this episode. I-open ko na rin ngayon for the month of May. I am doing a how do I call it, open letter series. So you can send me a letter, tapos babasahin ko siya, and then I'll be giving advice. Not necessary on love, not necessary on gender, kahit ano. So hopefully this would work out. And then please support me and Lore dun sa aming L Talks rather, which would the first series would be coming out on April. So, this ends our LDR series. Let me emphasize on a few points. Again, there are many ways to love, and the moment that you see that this person doesn't love like you, it is not wrong. Let us separate ourselves from what is ideal versus what is real.